The next kina, it goes through a lot of the halakim of the Beis HaMikdash it took out, but one of the things that he keeps talking about a lot is about the malachim, srafim oimdim no mimamod, ma'isei fanim, and chel sarfei kodesh. There's a lot of chazal about malachim and during the churban and so on. And in a middle paragraph over here, it says b'yoyim ha'shenikra mehuma mevucha, in a day of tremendous mehuma mevucha, lakas malachim ki isha mitzeren avaycha, the squadron of malachim are confused. Dibur pasach va'onu achrav eicha, they said, Akadosh Baruch Hu spoke first and then they answered. So Chazal say over here, Omer Yirmiyahu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Paseach Kinal Yisrael, Ato Malach HaShoras. Who's the one that's Paseach Kinal Kal Yisrael? You or Malach HaShoras? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Paseach Tchila. I will say first. Miyad Paseach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umalach HaShoras Benim Achrav. So, Dibu Paseach Vona Achrav Eicha. And then another chazal like that, it says once Reb Tzadik went into Beis HaMikdash, he saw it Charev, and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Hesped, and Malach HaShoras are answering after him. So chazal over here, the nekuda that chazal over here on Maimid L'Safik is, should HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Hesped first, or should Malachim say Hesped first? And it was decided HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say Malachim would answer. Well, what's the Masa Matan? What are you talking about over here? It's parallel to, very eerily parallel to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says Aniv Malach, Aniv Saraf. Hanhagis that are peripheral, they're sort of a step for something else. They're not be'etzim what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the Bria. That belongs to the world of Malachim. Malachim are the framework of things that are in Chetimtza. So those in Yanim of Malachim are things that are kilu, it's needed for a specific purpose on the way to something else. So many Nisim are like that. Yetzias Mitzrayim was something that's the core rutzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that's why that's Ani Asher Limalach. In the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we have a problem. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Sheirish of Ra. And yes, there's a Malach, there's a Satan, there's a Malach HaMoves, and there are Kategers, and there's a Malach named Duma. There are all sorts of Malachim whose job is to give out, to mete out punishments. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Batzmi Ra is always supposed to be something answering. And that's why a Nevuah Ra is Chayzen, but it's not Chayzen. So what's the Pshat over here? So how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Chazen for the Churban? How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dani Hashem for it? And the answer is, there's only one Hechetimtza of Churban that's positive. And that's Soysal Naslidnos. In other words, unless if this churban was because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we sinned, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at us, because of we deserved it, anything like that, that would belong not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only time don't talk about, because the way to the next Beis HaMikdash starts by flattening this one. If a person has a home that's not safe, the way to a safe home starts by flattening the structure that's not safe and then building. And that flattening, you pay for it. It's not a vandalism, you pay for it because that's what you want. The demolition costs quite a bit because you're not demolishing. If you want to demolish just them, you give it over to the fire department. They make a fire and they train. There's no, when you want to build, that's when it's, so the fact that this, that the hesped, the kina, the churban, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's churban, means that it's very devastating. You know, it's something that you can't escape it on the one hand. On the other hand, it means that it's a churban that's a seisal mas livnois, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's leading it, then it's the beginning of some sort of process of Taif. Al Churban Beis HaMikdash, Kihura.